We're now joined by our second and third place finishers, Christopher Bell and Chase Briscoe. Christopher, let's start with you. Can you tell us about how the run went this evening? You seemed to have a pretty strong car all night long.
Yeah, our DC Solar Tundra was excellent. Once the sun went down, it was lights out there for a while. These trucks are so aero sensitive. It's a lot of, you know, who does the best job of restarting and who has the best push, and just didn't get it done on the last restart. Really frustrating for my guys. Happy for Ben. That was a really cool win for him. He's been long overdue for a win, so that was cool to race him that hard and him to get a win. But just really, really upset with myself and bummed for my team because they did an excellent job. They did their part. They brought a really fast truck, and I didn't win.
And Chase, you started with a stage win on the first stage. Can you tell us about your truck and how it ran all night?
Yeah, at the start of the race, felt like we were really good in the daylight when it was really slick. And as the sun went down, we just made a bad adjustment. It really put us kind of in a box. We kind of just lost a lot of track position. And then we had that green flag pit stop. And after that, felt like we were definitely the fastest truck on the racetrack by quite a bit. And that last restart just, it sucks. Felt like we had a race-winning truck and ran third with it. Just part of racing in this playoff deal where you have guys that aren't running in the playoffs, you know, they're still going for race wins. And we just got to racing with them really hard and just lost too much ground to the leaders.
You guys are both obviously in the playoff chase. What do you feel you guys need to do to make adjustments heading into the next race in Talladega?
I think it's nothing really you can do when you get to Talladega. There's so much out of your control. And I know having a win going into Talladega would certainly be a big deal. And Bell's obviously fortunate enough to have that, but we're not. So we just got to go to Talladega and be praying all week that we don't get caught up in the big one because, you know, it's evident. And just I feel like whoever doesn't get in the big one is essentially who's going to make the playoffs into the next round.
Christopher, what are you guys focusing on, do you think, heading into the Talladega race, knowing that you already have a win under your belt in the playoffs?
The only thing that we're focused on is winning those stages and winning the race. And that was the same mentality that we brought into here. Unfortunately, I didn't win any stages or the race here, but they brought the truck to do it, and that's all we can do. My team is the best team there is right now. They've been extremely strong over the last couple of years in the truck series. It's an honor to drive for them, and we're going to continue on, and hopefully I can learn from losing these races and not lose these races come later on in the year.
All right, we'll go ahead and open it up for questions to any media. Chris?
Yeah, Chris Knight, GetFence.com. Chase, how nervous or intense is it going to be going into Talladega knowing that you got some good stage points tonight, but you're still pretty close to the cutoff line?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely nerve-wracking just because, your whole season, obviously you work for the championship, and it kind of comes down to, I guess you could say, a lottery race just because there is so much that can happen, and it seems like anybody can win it, but you just got to go there and hopefully stay out of trouble. Like I said, I feel like if you don't get caught up in the wreck, no matter where you finish, I feel like you're going to have a decent day. And we just can't go there and get in a crash because then I feel like you're losing all chances of making it to Homestead.
Any other questions? All right, guys. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks.